From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. If you live in Fortuna and smell something a little nasty, it may be the result of recent maintenance done on the sewer lift stations there. Staff removed some buildup of material and, as is customary, deposited the contents in the empty drying beds at the wastewater treatment facility on Dinsmore Drive. Under normal circumstances, the material would dry up naturally and then be disposed of with little observable odor. Current conditions, though, have caused the odor to be more noticeable than would be typically. City staff taking measures to minimize that odor, which should be all done in the near future. City of Rio Dell's become aware of door-to-door salespersons walking neighborhoods asking residents to sign up for something called Siskiyou Family Energy to save money on their gas bill. Reportedly, they were asking to see a PG&E bill, could be engaging in hard sell tactics, and some felt pressured into signing up for the service. Rio Dell Police Department has made contact with the individuals. They have no evidence that the individuals are engaged in a scam or other illegal activity and are most likely a core gas aggregation service, in other words, a third party attempting to sell gas. Well, an HSU grad is now Senior Vice President at Green Diamond Resource Company. Neil Ewald will also serve as Chief Operating Officer effective January 1. Ewald has held the position of Senior VP California Operations at Green Diamond since 2014. Prior to that, he was Vice President and General Manager of California Timberlands for a dozen years and California Timberlands GM for Simpson Timber Company. Before that, he held a variety of positions with Arcata Redwood Company, where he began his career in 1978. Well, Humboldt State University on the receiving end of a donation from R.H. Emerson & Son LLC, it appears, and from some major state and federal grants that could gain the school 884 acres of forest land near campus. HSU officials saying they would use the land for research. It includes growth of both redwood and cedar and serves as home to species including northern spotted owl, bald eagle, Pacific fisher, and red-legged frog. It also plays a role in the health downstream of coho salmon. Well, today, the Humboldt County Office of Elections expects to release final election results. There were still some 24,000 ballots to count after election night. The Redwood Times saying Measure K, aimed at protecting Humboldt County's undocumented immigrants from federal authorities, has 51.56% of the votes in its favor. In raw ballot numbers, the margin between passing and failing is fewer than 900 votes. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.